This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 31, 2018. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, since being shot during a 2013 escape attempt, Raymond Wallace has been confined to a bed in a locked room on a locked floor of the Lemuel Shattuck Hospital, a secure and fully staffed Department of Correction facility in Jamaica Plain. Yet taxpayers have spent nearly $2 million over the past 4.5 years paying for at least one Essex County correctional officer and two, if he has to visit another hospital or go to court, to stand watch over him. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, who is hoping to work with state officials in the court to take at least part of the financial burden off his department, is quoted as saying, "He's a big drain on my budget." Department of Correction Director of Communications Christopher Fallon is quoted as saying, "I'm shocked by this story. The reason for the expense, a Department of Correction policy requiring that whenever someone is being held at Shattuck before trial, the county facility that sent the inmate must also provide its own security detail." More on this story written by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Linfield may soon be adding additional residential units for an over 55 community. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, an over 55 residential community with 154 units of housing is being proposed for the 105 acres around the Sagamore Springs Golf Course in Linfield. Adam Swift writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn that in April, town meeting voters need to approve three articles to help pave the way for the project. The 18-hole golf course will remain on the property. The rezoning includes changing the east side of the property from a residential to elderly housing district, allowing the golf course, as permitted, to use it as an elderly housing district, and increasing the maximum number of units allowed in an elderly housing district from 136 to 154. That, according to Ted Regnati, the local attorney representing the residences at Sagamore Springs Project. Quote, "They will have a positive financial impact on the town," he said. "We will have a detailed financial report prior to the town meeting. There will be no impact on the school population. This will be an over 55 community with no children under 18 permitted to reside there." Regnati estimated the project would bring in close to $1.8 million annually to gross tax revenue to the town. The project is being proposed by developer Richard Bonvie, president of the Mashpee-based Bonvie Homes. Bonvie has been behind several high-end over 55 communities across the state, including the New England Country Club project in Bellingham. Much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Very good, Bill. Thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Horace Mann Laboratory School parents in Salem are signaling a mix of support and concern about plans to close Bowditch Elementary and move Horace Mann students there later this year. But even then, the plans are far from fully developed or even guaranteed. District Superintendent Margarita Ruiz met with Horace Mann parents Tuesday night to discuss the proposal, which first exploded across the city last Wednesday. With the announcement, Ruiz highlighted a confluence of Hispanic students at Bowditch, though unintentional, and the need for that practice to end. Through the conversation Tuesday night, more details emerged on the issue as city and district leaders prepared to bring the matter to an actual voting body next week. The changes will be recommended to the school committee on Monday, February 5. Much more on this story in today's Salem News. And the state police are reporting that in a joint operation, police captured a Lynn man last night who was on the Massachusetts State Police Most Wanted list for his role in a fatal 2012 home invasion in Billerica. Police officers and members of an FBI task force at 7:30 p.m. located Stephen C. Touch, a 28-year-old, in a residence at 108 Empire Street. Touch was located hiding inside a drawer built into a bed frame. Following his capture, Touch was taken to the Lynn Police Department where he was booked. He was later transferred to custody of the Billerica Police Department. Touch and two co-defendants, Sofan Keogh and Gabriel Arias, were indicted in June 2017 by a Middlesex County grand jury for the murder of 22-year-old Quentin Kohler during a home invasion early on the morning of July 7. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.